USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is confident that the money he's raised has put him in a great position to win on Super Tuesday.
Well, all I can say is we have won the popular vote in Iowa. We won the New Hampshire primary. We won the Nevada caucus. We lost last night. We're looking forward to Super Tuesday. I think we got a great chance to win in California, in Texas, in Massachusetts, and a number of states around the country.
As each of the candidates make the rounds on the Sunday talk shows, Bernie Sanders was on Face the Nation, where he said if he wins the nomination, he's got enough to beat President Trump.
Right now, we are confident, based on the fundraising that we are doing, is that we can beat Trump.
Super Tuesday is likely to be pivotal for a number of the Democrats still in the race. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years, and it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days, and you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA, and Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee it, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
A 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel voted unanimously to suspend an order to block a central pillar of the Trump administration's policy requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their cases wind their way through U.S. courts. The 3-judge panel told the government to file written arguments Monday and for the plaintiffs to respond by Tuesday. The Justice Department said at least 25,000 asylum seekers subject to the policy are waiting in Mexico and expressed massive and irreparable national security of public safety concerns. Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan's president said that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talks set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. President Ashraf Ghani's comments pointed to the first hitch in implementing the fragile deal, which is aimed at ending America's longest war after more than 18 years and getting rival Afghan factions to agree on their country's future. Still, the United States has said planned troop withdrawal over the next 14 months is linked only to the Taliban's counterterrorism performance, not to progress in intra-Afghan talks. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's 5 times bigger than the previous record holder. 2 space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. To stay up to date with the primaries, the coronavirus, or anything else going on around the world, remember, you can always go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.